Terence Hegarty, a Piero of the Inishowen Junior League, the Ulster Junior Cup Final at McGinn Park, 5 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. It's an all Inishowen League affair, and it really is the two kingpins of Inishowen League soccer.
Yes, indeed, Chris. It's the game that everybody's looking forward to. Like, you know what I mean? Greencastle are the team that's trying to emulate what Glengarry have done, really. As you know, Glengarry over the last 5 or 6 years have been won in all competitions, really. And this year they've had a great run. Semi-final of the FAA Junior Cup. Defeated Home Farm last weekend in the Senior Cup. And they've also defeated Letterkenny Rovers in the Nocala Caravans Cup this season. So they are a team to look up to and to try to emulate.
Yeah, certainly. They don't fear anyone. And yet their opposition, I mean, Greencastle, what a season they've had, particularly looking at the league, 14 straight wins.
14 straight ones in the league, yeah. Probably last season they didn't do as well as they would have hoped or expected, but this season's definitely, you can't argue with 14 straight ones. They've beaten Glengarry earlier this season by 6-3. You know what I mean? They have they won the Clubman's League Cup a few weeks ago there. This is their first ever Ulster Junior Cup final, and they're in the semi-final of an Ocala this week against Bonagee out there. Having already defeated Fannad United in an earlier round.
And I suppose this it shows once again the strength of junior soccer in Inishowen. We've had the great Oscar Traynor success, and last year the Ulster Junior Cup, Alia won it. So again, Inishowen is flying the flag here.
Yeah, I think over the past few years in junior soccer, Inishowen has really, you know, come to the fore. Inishowen is not a wee league in the far north of Ireland anymore, particularly through the Oscar Traynor and through the FAA Junior Cup. Teams are well known all over now. And if you look at the Oscar Traynor squad over the past few years, you'll have a lot of players from Glengarry and Greencastle and Alia, you know what I mean? So those are the teams over the last few years that have really been prominent.
And of course, the players with Glengarry and Greencastle, they know each other pretty well, and that there's strong links, and some have played for the other side previously.
Yeah, well, you look at Nigel McMonagle tomorrow, but he'll be lining out for Greencastle, spent a couple of seasons, won a few trophies with Glengarry. You know, I suppose when maybe you're coming near the end of your career and you're looking to win trophies, you like to go and play with the best teams, and I think that's what you're seeing there, you know. And the Glengarry team have come up through underage football right through the First Division and into the Premier Division, and a lot of experience playing together.
Now, there are a number of, I suppose you could call them key players on both sides, and yet maybe it mightn't necessarily be one of the household names who could have that decisive kick at the end of the match.
No, well, whenever Glengarry's playing, you always look for Terence Doherty. That's the name you look, that's probably going to get on the score sheet. Maybe Stephen McLaughlin. Stephen can pull out a wonderful score from nowhere at times. Or Conor Barrow, who's joined them this season. But Nigel McMonagall in the last 7 or 8 weeks has been on a great scoring streak, you know, and I'm sure he'll be looking to put a few past his old teammates at Glengarry. But they also have, you know, the James Henry and Matty Henry, Sean Doherty, Michael Barr, Jimmy McCormick, all getting on the score sheet in recent weeks.
So the season is edging towards the conclusion. There should be a good crowd for this, and extra time and penalties, well, you wouldn't rule it out.
Definitely can't rule out extra time and penalties. It's going to be a pretty tight affair. The first goal is going to be very, very important. But definitely, if I was betting man, I would probably bet on extra time and penalties.
And the venue itself, McGinn, has hosted many great matches. The pitch always in great shape. And it really is great to see a final like this being played there again.
Yeah, look, from an Ulster point of view, there's no better place to play the final in McGinn because it's two Inishowen teams. You're looking to get a decent crowd, so you know what I mean. You're almost guaranteed a good crowd to McGinn, and teams like playing there. It's a great surface. It's a great place to play.
And finally, just before we let you go, just a word on Glengarry last week getting into the FAI Senior Cup first round proper. Again, as I was referring to earlier, I mean, it's another sign of just how strong Inishowen soccer is. And given that they beat Letterkenny Rovers already in the Nocala Cup, I mean, they could actually end up playing them again in the next round.
That's quite possible. Yeah, that's quite possible. Look, it's a great achievement for them. You know what I mean? Take them up. It's somebody like Home Farm. You know what I mean? I know the game went to penalties, but still, it's a great achievement for Glengad. And yeah, they could end up playing Letterkenny Rovers again.
You know, or Derry City or Finn Harps or Shamrock Rovers.
And there's even a possibility that the Nogala Cup could be Glengad and Greencastle this year as well, for both in semi-finals. So, you know what I mean? It could be a few repeats this season.